USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It is confirmed the nation's Secretary of Defense is suffering complications from a treatment for prostate cancer, and that part of his recent hospital stay was spent in an intensive care unit. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder with reporters on Tuesday.
Secretary Austin currently remains hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and is in good condition.
Ryder says doctors diagnosed Austin with prostate cancer back in December. Not long afterward, he was admitted to Walter Reed on January 1st with complications from the procedure,
including nausea with severe abdominal, hip, and leg pain. Initial evaluation revealed a urinary tract infection.
Ryder said Austin is expected to make a full recovery, all this amidst criticism of the fact White House officials and the president were not informed of Austin's hospitalization for several days. High winds and heavy rain have prompted the National Weather Service to extend many flood watches and warnings through today, especially in the mid-Atlantic region of the eastern seaboard. According to PowerOutage.us, there are more than 600,000 power outages reported in communities up and down the coast. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity even when challenging elections, and he says the charges being brought against him in the federal elections case amount to a political prosecution.
When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
Trump spoke to reporters following his appearance at a federal appeals court hearing Tuesday. The Trump's attorneys argued their client's efforts in the post-election period fell within his official presidential responsibilities. 2023 was Earth's hottest year on record, according to science. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service Tuesday announced that global temperatures last year averaged higher than in any year going back to at least 1850. This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24-7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
The Biden administration is rejecting claims being made before the UN that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to openly call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still being held by Hamas. The U.S. says North Korea is supplying ballistic missiles for Russia in its ongoing war with Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday the Russians have already used some of them against Ukrainian targets. He said the U.S. is rolling out more sanctions against those facilitating the arms transfers.
Multiple Ukrainian civilians were killed in the strikes and dozens were injured. Now, these strikes are horrific, they're inhumane, and they serve as yet just another reminder of the brutality of Mr. Putin. War.
Kirby also called on Congress to pass President Biden's request to provide more funding for Ukraine. Top politicians in Washington are clarifying the earlier reported budget deal between Democratic Senate leaders and the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters the spending plan will, quote, obviously have to be another short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Parts of the government run out of funding on January 19th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.